Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 144, and it's the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
That's the new jingle for the main event. It's the same main episode every week. I just added a jingle because there's now three episodes a week. So every Monday, it's the starting round. Every Wednesday, we release the main event. And every Friday, it's the Friday Blitz. So Mondays and Wednesdays, the plan is it's going to be a shorter podcast. So I'm aiming for 5 minutes, but I'm not really going to stick with that, as I'm sure my regular listeners know. And then the main event, this one is supposed to be in and around 10 minutes. Sometimes it's under, sometimes it's over. Again, I'm not going to be a prisoner to my own rules. So about 5 minutes on a Monday, 10 minutes on a Wednesday, 5 minutes on a Friday. So it's only 20 minutes out of your week to set you up. The Monday one, did you listen to the first episode of the starting round? Well, the Monday one is just to get you started for the week. So to get your momentum, basically. And it was called Start Something New Now. So, you know, the title is very apt. So have a listen to that if you haven't already. This one, the main event, episode 144. The title is You're a Goldfish in a Fishbowl. You're a goldfish in a fishbowl. Maybe you haven't thought of your life like that. Maybe you have before. But basically, to surmise it up, everybody feels trapped, especially at the moment. Everybody feels trapped in their own body, in their own mind, in their own environment, with their own problems. We're all like goldfish floating and swimming along in our fishbowl. And that is what we see. It's very hard to look outside of ourselves, and that's what this episode is about. Whereas, when other people are looking at you, you're there feeling trapped, feeling that you've not got many options. Other people are looking into that fishbowl, thinking you are the luckiest in the world, that you have all the time and freedom to be swimming around all day. So that's what they think of you and your problems. They think that you have it easy. They think, because they're in their fishbowl, that you couldn't possibly have the problems or the lack of freedom that they have. And you know what? We are all in our fishbowls. Everybody is caught up in their own struggles and they fail to balance out their mindset. There are, of course, opposites to that. There are people who appear to be, you know, not struggling with anything, but I guarantee you that that's very, very rare if it's true, and a lot of it are just fronting. So everybody is caught up with their own struggles and their fails. Millionaires have problems, billionaires have problems. Millionaires and billionaires both have money problems. Yes, they're different money problems to you, me, and everybody else, but they still have money problems. They're still going around saying FML, if you're not sure what that means. I'm not going to use the profanity. Have a quick Google. They're all saying, they're all waking up and hitting their toe off the side of their bed and saying FML. Why does it have to happen to me? Various different things happen. They might be dealing with bigger numbers or different levels of success, but everybody is caught in their fishbowl and everybody is visualizing and caught up with the mindset of their struggles and their fails. Also, we all have, like a fish, the goldfish, a 3-second memory. So we have a success, we forget about the success fairly fast, and again, we tend to concentrate and focus on the negatives. So 3-second memories when it comes to our success, and unfortunately, we have longer memories when it comes to our failures, because failures hurt. Now, if you're going to get advice, if you're going to try to escape your fishbowl and step out of your routine, yes, absolutely talk to other people, but beware of who you talk to. I've said this before in other podcasts, not all information, not all advice is equal. If you are getting advice from a family member or even a close friend, that could be like getting the advice off another goldfish in the same bowl as you. So it might not be great advice. So what I mean by that is being emotionally connected to a question will definitely affect the answer. So if you're emotionally connected to your problems, which of course you are. When you're trying to deal with them, you might not be able to look at every eventuality and sum up every option. When you get advice, seek advice from somebody that is related to you or close to you, are emotionally involved in some extent to you, they have a relationship with you, again, they may be too emotionally attached to your current situation to be able to give you non-biased advice. So to really step out of your environment, it's very important to talk to a wide variety of people, or certainly seek advice from people who aren't in the same fishbowl as you, or ultimately get a mentor who has done the things that you are looking to do. They've already achieved it. Break your routine, or at least evaluate it. So if you're that goldfish in that fishbowl, swimming around and around and around in the same thing every day, swim the opposite direction. Swim up, swim down, change your routine. Go from breaststroke to the crawl. Okay, that's enough swimming analogies before I run out of them and really show my lack of swimming knowledge. But you know what I mean. Break routine, or at least evaluate. If you're doing the same thing every day, and that goes for during lockdown, it goes for quarantine, break and evaluate your routine. Look at things differently. Do you know what? Just jump out of the fishbowl. Step out of the fishbowl. Flip her out of the fishbowl. Fish don't know that they can jump out, but you have that choice. If you're standing in the fishbowl, just step out of it. Who told you that you couldn't do that? Of course you can do it. Try to rid yourself of this self-importance trap. We all struggle with it, but it's what really ties us to our problems and eliminates our ability to evaluate our options. So self-importance, where we really think that, you know, that our time is more important than others, our problems, everybody thinks their time is more valuable and more rare than yours. Everybody thinks that their finances are more valuable than yours, or need to be looked after a hell of a lot more than you need to look after yours. It's the same with every problem in life. Everyone thinks that their problems are larger than yours, more important than yours. So we need to try to escape that. We need to try to put manners on ourselves sometimes and step outside of ourselves and realize that our own self-importance is actually holding us back. So you can, it's like kind of like, I suppose, being in a dream, having a dream and then realizing that you're dreaming and then playing around in that dream, or creating the dream that you want to be dreaming, or else simply deciding to wake up. So stepping out of your fishbowl is exactly like that. If you catch yourself in these self-absorbed, self-important moments, absolutely wake yourself up for them, or change your frame of mind. It is all about mindset. Step back further from your life timeline and see what really matters and see what is really important. The further back you step, the more you'll realize, if you're looking down on the timeline of your life, you'll realize that little problems are blips that are barely even noticed on your timeline. Large problems are still small blips, depending on how far back you stand. And did they really, those moments that you were in full of pain, that you thought it was inescapable, later on, I had a conversation with someone the other day and they were talking about one of these moments, you know, of which I've had myself. And at those moments, you're in a lot of pain. And then years later, when you're stepping back and you're looking, you're laughing at yourself and thinking, what an idiot I was. How was I so emotionally attached to that situation? I don't know whether you can relate to that or not, but I'm sure you understand what I mean. Step back from your timeline and it gives you a better view. Sometimes we're stuck in the moment. Everyone's always saying, live in the present, live in the present, live in the present. Sometimes when you're too far into the present, you can't see your past, you can't see your future, and you can't realize that your present problem is only a little blip on the timeline. That self-importance thing I was talking about, something funny that came into my mind is, you know, you're thinking, why won't everybody just get on board with my vision and my goals and my life plan and help me achieve everything that I want to achieve? Now, that might sound like, it would be a great thing if it would happen. But you know, it's not reality, and it's still a negative mindset. It's still that self-important, self-absorbed mindset. So don't be that goldfish. Don't be just swimming around randomly in that fishbowl. Jump into a bigger fishbowl. Step out of the fishbowl and go into the river if you want. And absolutely talk to good advisors, not bad advisors. And try to realize your options. Don't be just doing the same mundane stuff. Shake up your life, reinvigorate your life, go back through your goals, see where you need to go, motivate yourself, and have the confidence to follow through. I hope that helps this week. Make sure you tune in on Friday for the Friday Blitz. Make sure you check out thesuccesssensei.com and hit me up with messages anytime. All the links are always available there at each episode. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.